This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Happy Thursday and welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. This week on the podcast, we are talking about taking action when it comes to a dream that we want to realize. And on Tuesday, we had a little contemplation around figuring out the obstacle that we have had in the past when it comes to manifesting our dreams or a need that we haven't seen met. And today, because it's Thursday and it's Thankful Thursday, I want to take a moment for us to bring our awareness to an area of our lives where we actually are really supported. To, of course, sit in gratitude for that. So when it comes to making your dreams happen, okay, and I say dreams really broadly here, maybe a dream for you is something fairly manageable, something you want to create, you can have it done in a few weeks. Maybe it's the little things that add up into making a beautiful life. Maybe a dream for you is one of these couple of times in a lifetime major thing that you're working on. You can choose for this week what you want to focus on in terms of dreams, right? But I want to really hold some space for focusing on an area of your life where you are so very supported when it comes to getting out there and making beautiful things happen. What is an area of your life when it comes to manifestation, when it comes to creation, that actually really works well for you, where things are just always aligned, where you have an area of flow, where you feel held and supported? Take a moment to sit with that right now. So I was thinking about this a lot today because it's so easy to get stuck on where do we need help versus focusing on where do we already have an abundance of support. And it's important to identify both, right? That we are grateful for what we have and that we recognize and get clarity around where we need more support. For me, an area of my life where I have abundance, where I actually feel really supported, is emotionally. I feel so supported by my husband, by my immediate family, by my friends, and by a community. I feel supported by you listening to this show when it comes to wanting to create something, when it comes to wanting to make something happen. I never really feel like I'm alone in terms of creating. I'm so supported by the Yoga Girl team. I know there's people around me that I can gather and invite and go, hey, I want to create this thing. What do you think? And they are going to be my biggest supporters and really tell me that yes, you can do it. So I feel emotionally and energetically really, 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 really supported. And it's a really wonderful thing to think about because my reality could be really different. What if I was surrounded by people who actually told me that my ideas suck? What if I had people in my life that told me that I'm never going to amount to anything, that no, that's a bad idea, or don't quit your day job, or that's a hard thing? You know, I actually have a lot of positive people in my life that believe in me. And that kind of support is priceless. I mean, it's really, really, really is so important. And I don't take it for granted. I'm so grateful I have that in my life. What about you? What is an area of manifestation and creation that is really feeling supportive to you right now? Maybe you are in a privileged space where you have a lot of abundance in terms of financial resources right now. You have a lot of money coming your way. When it comes to creating something, money isn't the number one obstacle. If that's the case, whoa, what an amazing place to be. Hold gratitude for that and don't take that for granted. Maybe you're in a space where you have an abundance of time. You're just in a place right now where something has opened up, and time is one of those areas where you just feel like you actually have the hours in a day right now to create the thing you want to create. Maybe since working from home, you have more space. You don't have to be at the office all day. You don't have to commute. Maybe time is one of those areas that really is working for you. Or what about your energy level? Let's not take this one for granted. Our physical body and having the health and energy and well-being to be able to create and manifest something. That's one of those things that I feel like a lot of us take for granted until we get to a place where all of a sudden we run out of energy, right? Or we get to a place and we get sick or we hurt ourselves and suddenly we have an obstacle. And then we realize how challenging it is to manifest when the body isn't feeling good. So if your body is feeling great right now, oh, that could be a beautiful place to focus this gratitude practice right now in this moment. So identify that area. It could be your inspiration flowing. It could be things aligning for you in different ways that make you feel supported. Hold that support with tons of gratitude today. We know life is really unpredictable. It's still eclipse season, which means life is extra unpredictable for a couple of weeks right now. And things change all the time. There might come a time in your life where the thing that you're really grateful for that you have as support right now, where suddenly that thing changes and isn't there anymore. So don't take it for granted. Be grateful that you have it now and bring more awareness into this area of your life just to remind yourself that even though you're lacking in different ways and you have needs you need to see met and there's things you have to figure out to make your dreams happen, you also have this beautiful area where things are flowing right now, where you feel supported right now. How lucky are we that we have this kind of support in life? Thank you, thank you, thank you to life for giving me this support. You can say that out loud a couple times. Always feels good to talk to the universe, knowing that the universe listens. Thank you, life, for this support. I appreciate it so, so much, and I'm so grateful. And thank you for listening to this podcast. I am so grateful for you. Have a beautiful rest of the day, and I'll be back tomorrow.